You're listening to SBS News.
It wasn't until Claudia was in custody in her 30s that she realised she'd been living with a disability for decades. 20 years later, as she was entering prison, she was diagnosed with an acquired brain injury, or ABI, a condition caused by post-birth damage to the brain and which affects cognitive skills and behaviour.
I noticed a change in myself at about 17 years of age. I suspect that I received my ABI from family violence. As my life went on, though, I did experience lots of other incidences of violence that undoubtedly contributed to that as well.
Throughout adulthood, experiences of domestic violence, homelessness and substance abuse saw Claudia repeatedly come into contact with the justice system as an offender. While presenting to police, lawyers and magistrates with visible injuries, few offered Claudia the support she felt she needed. Many disabilities, like Claudia's, are hidden and can be misconstrued as uncooperative or drug-affected behaviour. Claudia says she also struggled to remember her court dates or engage with the complex processes occurring around her.
Dealing with police, I met very heavy-handed male police officers, and that really affected me. With lawyers, there was really not ever any time for my lawyer to really get to know anything about me. So then being in front of a magistrate who really doesn't know anything about me and who's making such life-changing decisions about me was really terrifying. It was horrid.
Data released in May showed young Australians between the ages of 18 and 34 living with disability were incarcerated at three times the rate of those in the same age group without disability last year. People living with disability aged 35 to 54 were incarcerated at twice the rate of those without. The figures have prompted the creation of a new online resource aimed at teaching people working in Victoria's legal system about disability, how to recognise the signs, how to learn effective communication strategies, and how to refer people to support services. The Supporting Justice website was developed by RMIT University's Centre for Innovative Justice after a year of talks with people from across Victoria's disability and legal sectors. Stan Winford, the centre's associate director, says people working in the justice system don't recognise or understand disability well.
They don't sort of provide people with support when they need it. They really don't have really good understanding of the resources and the supports that are available to people. That's why it's very important that people are able to address the issues before they reach the prison system. So early intervention is critical, and that's about connecting people with the right supports at the right time. And what we hope is that our resource will enable that to occur.
The website also aims to help people with disability and their supporters learn what legal support exists in Victoria, where it's estimated 42% of male prisoners and 33% of female prisoners have an ABI, and how to find out what their rights are. Claudia says extra guidance during her time in the justice system would have been helpful.
I can't help but feel that early on, had I been asked some very simple questions and perhaps been directed to some help, that my life would have turned out very differently to what it did. I love that the online resource has been created. One of the special features that I like on it is the guide to communication. And to me, that makes the world a difference, being able to communicate with somebody.
The care of people involved with the law is a state responsibility, but there are some federal government initiatives aimed at reducing the over-incarceration of people with disability. The Department of Social Services says around 10% of government-funded advocacy support addresses legal and justice issues each year. A spokesperson for Social Services Minister Anne Rustin says
the Morrison government provides $24.5 million a year under the National Disability Advocacy Program to support people with disability access effective advocacy that promotes and protects their human rights. This includes support for legal issues and dealing with the justice system, and may include supporting people with disability inside prisons.
Stan Winford says reducing disability incarceration doesn't hinge on support funding, but more on adjusting the approach.
What we need from governments is to be much more person-centred in their responses to people with disability. All of these different parts of the system need to work together so that they're actually addressing the needs of the person rather than bouncing them between different services or, as is often the case, simply allowing them to fall through the cracks because no one's really taking responsibility for addressing the needs that that person has. We need to change the system focus on the needs of people with a disability, make sure that it's their needs that are being addressed and not the needs of our criminal justice system.
Evan Young, SBS News.